This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Call Health and Human Services meeting to order. And I'd like to welcome all those on the internet and those that were live streaming. And welcome everybody in the room. If you're here to testify, please make sure that you sign in on the log at the podium. And if you're testifying on your own behalf, please, when you come up, please say that. If you're testifying for an organization, please also let us know that. And make sure you have your proper credentials on if you're lobbying. I'd also remind everybody to turn your cell phones off or to vibrate so we don't have any disruptions. And I think I've announced this a couple of times. If you're here for 11:29, we're deferring that till Thursday because of testifiers being here. And we are deferring 11:33 till Thursday for a fiscal note. So if you're here for those, you can stay if you want, but you don't have to. So we'll get started. I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Elward.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Healy.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Kynes.
Here.
Ms. Kimmons.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Rehfeldt.
Here.
St. John.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Wiese.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Representative Jensen moves approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Perry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Pages, we have pages in the room. Could you come up to the front here and introduce yourself and, you know, what your future plans might be?
Hi, my name's Jaylee Hudson. I'm from Ipswich High School, and I'm a junior right now, so I'm not completely sure, but I either plan to go to Northern for elementary education or Lake Area for nursing.
I'm Shane Rist. I'm from Centerville High School. I'm a junior, and I'm unsure of my plans, but I know to focus around agriculture.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate the pages. They do an awful lot for us, so thank you. So, again, we're going to go in the order that we have the bills here, with the exception of the deferred bills. So we'll start with House Bill 1097, clarify conduct that is not required related to medical cannabis. We have proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. Rhonda Milstead, I represent District 9, but I also served on the marijuana task force this summer. And I'm just saying, going into this, we brought 30 bills out of that task force this summer. We did an incredible amount of work. It was a pleasure to work with that committee, but we couldn't think of everything. And so that's why you have a few other bills coming to you, is because there were some T's that we didn't get crossed and some I's we didn't get dotted, and so we need to think about some other things. 1097 is very simple. If you'll notice in Section 2, all we added was two words, or vape. So any person that owns property does not have to allow the smoking of medical marijuana or vaping on their property. Those two things affect the people around them, and so we thought that was a pretty easy add. And the line, Section 1, subsection 4, talks about a state or local government not having to allow any conduct within their buildings. Whether they own the building, whether they lease the building, they're using the building, they can set the rules for cannabis within that building. Those are the two simple things we've added to this bill, so I hope that you will favorably consider it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? No one online, I'm sure. No more proponent testimony? Do we have any opponent testimony to House Bill 1097? Any opponents? Okay, seeing none. No need for rebuttal. Open it up to committee questions. Okay. No? So we'll close public testimony and open it up for committee action or discussion.
Mr. Chair, move to pass.
Representative Rehfeldt moves to pass, seconded by Representative Perry. Any discussion on the motion? Like a good waitress, I ask when you put food in your mouth. No discussion. Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? Okay. So I'll ask the secretary to call the roll. Go ahead.
Representatives Elward.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kynes.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rehfeldt.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Wiese.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Okay. Is there any objection to putting in this on consent? No. So we'll put this on consent calendar then. Thank you. So moving on to House Bill 1098, revised requirements for involvement in the medical cannabis program. Yeah, proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee again. Thank you just for hearing some of this out. House Bill 1098 is a little bit more complicated than the last one, but it makes perfect sense. This summer when we were talking about marijuana legislation, we tried to put our finger on the rules that apply to other businesses, and we had a little difficulty doing it at the spur of a moment. So we decided we would look into it and bring it back now. Marijuana has been a Schedule I drug for a very long time, and as such, the reality of its reputation involves illegal activity at points. That being the case, how can we best be sure that all aspects of medical marijuana establishments are squeaky clean? We find our best example in gaming. Yes, sir.
I see there's an amendment. Did you want that amendment?
My apologies. Yes. Okay. There is an amendment, 1098A. If we would move that amendment, that is the way I want that bill presented.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Phil Jensen moves amendment 1098A, seconded by Representative Wiese. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay? Okay. Go ahead. Now you
Thank
can
you for that catch. Awesome.
Bill as amended. Yes.
So anyway, we find our best example in gaming. When gaming began in South Dakota in 1989, state leaders sought to do exactly the same thing that we are seeking to do here. They knew that gambling had a criminal element to it, and they wanted to make sure that gaming in South Dakota stayed squeaky clean. They wanted it to play forward into fun for years to come, and it has been fun for a lot of people. We have not only had their 30 years of experience to lean on, but we can work with the exact same statutes that they applied to gaming to be sure that licenses, owners, employees, and board members at establishments are vetted and accountable. House Bill 1098 takes those same statutes and rules and copies them into Chapter 34. They work for gaming. They will work for medical marijuana. Vetting is applied in other licensing as well in the state of South Dakota. Just in Commerce the other day, we heard how these same things apply to banking and they apply to money transmissions. We want to keep everybody on the up and up. And those background checks were done at the applicant's expense. It's a safety net for the privilege of doing business in South Dakota. We should not be afraid or apologetic to expect businesses in our state to be and stay legitimate and viable for years to come. I will stand by for questions.
Okay. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Committee Members, Stacey Ackerman, Executive Director for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. I'd like to tell you I'm the A-team up here testifying today, but I'm the B-team. Mr. Dick Thiessen also lobbies for us, and he was the one who had helped Representative Milstead with the amendment that you just put on the bill. During the summer study, some of these discussions that we followed, as he listened to what you guys were talking, those members of that committee, it came to him over his years of expertise working with the gaming industry that a lot of what you were attempting to do modeled after what they did in the gaming industry back when that was brought about. So we rise in support of House Bill 1098. I wish I could be more informative as far as the legal aspect of where Mr. Thiessen was coming, but we rise in support. We did help work on the amendment for this bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Kit Jeffries. I represent Dakota Cannabis Consulting out of Rapid City. I stand here in opposition today, not for a reason you may think. I actually agree with the prime sponsor in that we do want to have a squeaky clean system. I just have some very glaring facts in this language that I don't think necessarily pertains to medical cannabis. For instance, in Section 2, Sub 3, it states, has the integrity of the medical cannabis program, and it create or enhance the dangers of unsuitable, unfair, or illegal practices. What's the definition of unfair? Is it because you have less money than I do, or you have more experience than I do? I really don't understand what unfair means in that language. Speaking to the amendment, it says at the top of Section 2, no individual may be licensed by the department or to undertake an activity related to the medical cannabis or to be affiliated, associated, or contracted with a medical cannabis establishment. We're building this industry from the foundation up. We work with general contractors, electricians, plumbers, some of who I've talked to have felony records. But now I can't contract any of them to come work on our irrigation, on our building, any of that. I totally understand the intent of it, but that's the unintended consequences of putting language like this in statute. On the other part of it, I would just like to mention that 216 days ago, it was a felony to have a gummy. And so within IM 26, the language states a violent felony. I just wanted to point that fact out. I understand why felony is in here, but 216 days ago is a felony to have a gummy. So I appreciate your time, and I'll be around for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other opponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Deb Peters. I'm here to represent the Cannabis Chem Lab. And I'm not really going to be an opponent either. Soft no is kind of where more I'm along lines. I completely agree with the premise of the bill. I understand what Representative Milstead is attempting to do. And my major issue in Section 4 has been addressed with the amendment that was adopted by this committee. So I do appreciate that.
We can allow a neutral testimony so that you don't appear on the record as opposed or... It's up to you how you want
to. I appreciate that, Representative. I think there's a couple of cautions I want to put out there when we're looking at some of these bills. Just making sure that the references to the department are in the right areas. If you're talking about gaming law and it talks about the department, they're talking about the Department of Revenue, not the Department of Health. And so when you take and you pluck out the gaming law and you pluck in, you pluck it out of Department of Revenue and you put it into Department of Health, and you reference the medical cannabis associate or laws, the department is defined as the Department of Health, not the Department of Revenue. So when you're reading this particular legislation, I just want to caution you that when you're reading it, read it in the context that this is gaming law that has been pushed into the Department of Health. And are there policies or procedures that are within the Department of Health to deal with what is being put into the Department of Health statutes? So I'm just going to caution there. And then there's one other question, just because I just saw the amendment 5 minutes before the committee started. Dick Teason, and I know the way he writes bills is admirable, and he does a really nice job. But I don't know what the definition of associated is. If I'm associated with one of you on the committee and you do something wrong, does that kick me out of the program? And so that's another caution that I want to throw out there is, what is the definition of associated? Contracted is a pretty standard term in both the financial world all over. You're contracting, you're issued a 1099. It's a set known affiliation. It's an arrangement. You have a contract with somebody doing work for you. But what's affiliated or associated? What are the definitions? And so just want you to think about some of those things. I'm not opposed to the concept of the bill. And with that, I just want you to sit and think about, when you're reading this particular bill, remember this was gaming law set within the Department of Revenue, plucked out of Department of Revenue, and plucked into the Department of Health. So when you're reading references, make sure that the references make sense. With that, I'll stand by for questions.
And thank you. Do we have any other opponent testimony? Okay. Allow time for rebuttal.
Thank
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. Rhonda Milstead again, representing District 9. I appreciate the comments that I've heard. Part of why we changed Section 4 was because the industry asked us to identify the Department of Revenue. They're the ones that need to take the actions regarding the vetting and the continual financial audits. That who needs to do it. They understand it in gaming. They can understand it in marijuana as well. Associated, if you'll notice in a few places, we took out employee. I believe that Associated can include employees as well. So that's why we changed that wording to Associated. It's more a broader coverage. But we want to make sure that every part of this business stays clean. I think that those people that are involved in it want the same thing. They don't want any trouble. They want to make sure that they can make money and they can serve the people of South Dakota. So we need to keep it fair, honest, and clean. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll open it up to committee questions. Representative Perry.
I have a question for Deb Peters. This is probably a very simple question, but I was confused when the chairman mentioned to you that you could be neutral, or you were talking like you were neutral. Were you testifying as a neutral person, or as an opponent, or a proponent? Because I would just want to make sure that I know what you were thinking.
I think I'd be a soft no. Mr. Right. Chairman.
There isn't a category called soft no.
Well, I just for the committee's sake, the committee chairs are under Speaker Gosch. Neutral testimony has been kind of the thing that we don't really totally recognize, but we are trying to recognize it this year, especially when we call somebody up from an industry or for advice, so that they don't appear on the log as being a proponent or an opponent. So it just gives people the opportunity to testify without being for or against. So I was offering that opportunity.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. And just to clarify, it was an opponent to the bill before it was amended. I didn't see the amendment until 5 minutes prior to the hearing. And there's majority of the amendment I agree with, but I also don't agree with the ambiguity of associated or affiliated. So I have to stay a soft no until we know what those defined terms are.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Deutsch.
Question for Kit, please.
Mr. Chair.
So you testified that you want to have the industry squeaky clean, but you also testified that some of your contractors are felons. Do you consider hiring felons to be squeaky clean in the marijuana industry?
Well, within this, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Within the bill, it does have a 10-year clause that they have a, let me go back and find it. So in Section 2, Sub 1, has been convicted of a felony in this or any other jurisdiction unless at least 10 years have passed since satisfactory completion of the sentence or probation imposed by the court in each felony conviction. I can't speak for every single one of them, but it had been a long time ago. But at the end of the day, we don't want that type of integration into the program. I would just err on the side of caution that is a very real possibility, that is a thing that the industry is going to be looking at and just needs help with. And I think the language is arbitrary and capricious.
Mr. Chair, follow up. So would you support not allowing felons to participate in the marijuana industry, or would you oppose that?
For certain felonies, absolutely. But again, like I had stated, 216 days ago, it was illegal for a patient to have a gummy. And so if you got pulled over 9 months ago with a cannabis gummy or a felon, now you can't even enter into the program as an establishment, right? So that's where it's a little hard. The question's kind of loaded, but I agree with the question in that, yes, if you have a felony, it's just certain types of felonies, right?
Okay, so you would like to see a distinction between some felons could be allowed in the marijuana program and others could not.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rehfeld.
I have a question for Representative Milstead, please. I was just curious, is the intention of the bill and kind of the way that the words are broadly written, is your intention so that like a janitor would not be able to come into the facility and clean if they had a prior felony, or a plumber? Is that the intention, or was that kind of, yeah.
Representative Milstead again, District 9, welcome back. That is the overall intention. Same thing as with gaming. You don't have felons involved in this business. It works for them. We want it to work for marijuana as well.
Okay. Any other questions? No other questions? I'll close public testimony and open up for committee action or discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Deutsch.
Move do pass.
Second. Representative Deutsch moves do pass, seconded by Representative Phil Jensen. Any discussion on the motion?
Well, I mean, even the opposition, I think, was soft overall. I didn't hear anyone coming forward and violently opposing this, and I think it's a good bill. And if there are questions, I think it's a worthy bill to go forward to the floor and allow the opportunity for the proponent to work with soft objections if that is deemed appropriate. But I just think it's worthy of going forward and like to see it do so.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Brayfield.
Thank you. I'm going to resist the motion, and really not on the premise of what the bill, I think, largely is trying to do. I just think it has too much of a broad basis that we're limiting a little bit too much in the terms of associated or contracted. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be in favor of this motion because I do think there's room to work with it before. I mean, we have plenty of time to get to the floor, and it has to get through the Senate yet, too. So I think there's time to kind of work on this. So, any other discussion on the motion? Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize for not being able to be here for the entire period, but I do want to say that I am 100% for medical marijuana. I think it's very important. And I really think that what we need to do as the legislators, we need to make sure that we have things that make it even better than what it was. And when you have something that the proponents are saying this is a good idea, and the opponents are saying there's a lot of good to this, I think it's something that we can move forward with and be strong and just say yes.
Any other discussion? Okay. I will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Elward.
No.
Davis.
No.
Healy.
No.
Jensen Phil.
Aye.
Kynes.
No.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rehfeldt.
No.
St. John.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Wiese.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
8 ayes, 5 nays.
Okay, thank you. House Bill 1098A, as amended, passes and moves to the floor, and hopefully everybody can work together and make any adjustments that we need to. Thank you. I am waiting for Representative Fink. Let him know we're working on Senate Bill 5 next. We're going to take that. If you're late to the room, 1129 and 1133 are being deferred. So if you're here for those, they're being deferred till Thursday. So we will be at ease for a few minutes till Representative Fink can get here for Senate Bill 5. Good morning, Senator. Did you want to start, or did you want to wait for Caleb, or do you want to...
No,
you're going to go? Okay. So we were at ease. We are back up. So we are going to take Senate Bill 5 right now. Revise acceptable conduct related to medical use of cannabis. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, David Wheeler, Senator from District 22. I'm here to present to you Senate Bill 5 on behalf of the Interim Marijuana Study Committee. Senate Bill 5 is a bill that its main purpose was to identify safety-sensitive jobs, and make a definition of that and clarify that one cannot do a safety-sensitive job while you are under the influence of marijuana. So in the definition section, we added a definition of safety-sensitive job. We also added a definition of under the influence of marijuana. That under the influence language comes basically right out of a pattern jury instruction that you would see for a DUI based upon intoxication. So it's a commonly used definition. The other parts of the bill include a few other things were placed into this bill. As we scroll through, going to section 2, we did clarify when we added in the safety-sensitive job language. We also clarified subdivision 3 regarding vaping, making sure that it's clear that you cannot smoke or vape if you are under 21. And then finally, in Section 3, it clarifies that an employer is not required to allow use or possession by an employee. They can, in fact, have a zero-tolerance policy whether or not you are a medical cannabis user. That is the quick version of Senate Bill 5. I'll stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Okay. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Tim Rave, representing Sedaho. Rise in strong support of the bill and appreciate Senator Wheeler's description of the amendments. The summer study or the summer group did a great job working through a lot of these issues. This was one of our main areas of concern. It really, the bill or the statute as passed, really gave all the rights to the employee and none to the employer. And if you go to work and you're under the influence and you go to a call center, I don't really care. If you're a surgeon, is high on marijuana and a hospital has no recourse, that's a problem. And so I know this was really a challenging subject to work through over the summer. Senator Wheeler, I know, was really thoughtful about some approaches we could do to find a carve out a safety-sensitive job position. I think this is a really well-written bill. It was a lot of compromise to get to where we are today. I just rise in strong support. I will stand down and stand by for questions, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Mitchell Rave with Sanford Health. Just a me too, and just want to echo the support and thanks that we have to the summer study members for putting in all the countless hours and working through some cleanup on this. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Caleb Fink, District 21, State Legislative Representative, and just want to give a quick me too and thank Senator Wheeler for being quicker than I was to get over here this morning so you guys can keep on going here. And wherever the sheet is, I'll sign that.
Okay, good. Thank you. And check the proponent side. Okay. Okay. Any other proponent testimony?
Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Brad Hoffman, South Dakota Healthcare Association. We represent nursing homes and assisted livings. We also want to express our support for this legislation. I think it makes some great and needed improvements to the underlying bill and really appreciate all the work of everyone who's done this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony?
Pam needs to know his name.
What's that?
The fellow who just testified, Pam needs to know his name.
Okay, sorry about that. Do we have any opponent testimony? Is there any opponent testimony? Okay, seeing none. No need for rebuttal. I do have a question. I'll open it up to committee questions, but I do have a question. Senator Wheeler, maybe you could answer this. In the definitions, under the influence of cannabis, number 24, if you can pull that up, it says, as a result of consuming any degree of cannabis. Should that be amount? I mean, we're trying to figure out, is degree a legal term? I don't know.
I don't believe that's a legal term. I know that's a good question as to how degree got in there. I don't know if I didn't personally write that sentence, so I can't tell you exactly where that language came from. I know almost most of that is from pattern jury instructions.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Caleb Fink again. If my memory serves me correctly, that definition, we took that, that's a working definition out of, from the Supreme Court, is how they have defined under the influence of cannabis previously in other cases. And so rather than starting from scratch, we adopted that definition. So if there's interesting words in there, that's where those came from. It wasn't our crafting. It was, we borrowed.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
Mr.
Representative Deutsch.
Senator Wheeler. I'm going to ask you a question that I'm going to put forward to every bill that comes to us from the Senate on cannabis. Can you tell us if this bill has been amended since the summer study, and if it has been, what those amendments are? Because I can't seem to find that.
I do not believe this one was, but I will double check for you. Yeah, this is the introduced version. We have had no amendments on the Senate side.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Representative Perry.
For the sponsor of the bill and for the group, for Senator Wheeler, basically the intent is doing the will of the people, and I believe that your committee and this group and this bill is really not doing anything that would affect the will of the people. This would just make things that we have better, so it's not a case of doing anything against medical marijuana. What it is just making things better. Is that the right evaluation?
I believe so. I believe the committee was, through a lot of conversation and compromise, trying to find that happy medium between doing the will of the people but also making appropriate amendments that made it a safer program so we could have a good, functioning, safe program for South Dakota.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Representative Phil Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the sponsor. I noticed there was five nay votes on the floor of the Senate. What was the main objection? Could you share that with us, please? Thank you.
Absolutely. So this bill was in kind of the first raft of Senate bills that came, marijuana Senate bills that came through. And it came through out of Senate Health unanimously, was placed on consent. Then there were a few senators who were not quite comfortable yet voting on marijuana bills but had not pulled it from consent. So they decided that first raft of consent, they voted nay. So there's about five senators who voted nay on a consent calendar one day, kind of the first day we had marijuana bills. Then they made the decision from there on they were going to pull every marijuana bill off consent. So nothing else went through consent on the Senate side after that point. So that's why there was five. I don't know that I would not consider that to be necessarily an objection to this particular bill. I don't know that any of those particular senators had an objection to this particular bill, but it was more of a, they decided kind of at the last minute to object to that particular process.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close public testimony, open it up to committee action or discussion.
Move do pass.
Representative Deutsch moves do pass. Seconded by Representative Rehfeldt. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Seeing none, we will. Any discussion from. Okay, thank you. So we'll go ahead and ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Alward.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kintz.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rehfeldt.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Wiese.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Okay, Senate Bill 5 passes. We had no opposing testimony. Would any objection to putting this on consent? Even though some in the Senate did. No objection for consent? Okay, fine. Thank you very much. We'll move this to consent. And, wow, what a fast morning.
Thank you.
yeah, so I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Representative Phil Jensen moves to adjourn, seconded by Representative Perry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.